Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Anne writes to us and says that she is confused. She says, I know most married women are called to motherhood as well, but do you believe that a married woman, married couple, can be called to a childless marriage for the sake of ministry? Neither I nor my husband are infertile to our knowledge, but we have been married for years and do not have a desire for children. We pour all of our life and energy into our ministry to college students, and having a family would not be conducive to that ministry. Do you think we're just being selfish?
It doesn't sound like it, but I'm not God, and I can't read their hearts. To pour your life into college students doesn't sound selfish. Whether or not there might be some fears, which are rooted in pride or selfishness, or might be some selfishness, I wouldn't rule out, because having children is difficult and a challenge, not just for ministry, but for life. Pain will come into your life if you have children that you can avoid if you don't. And so I would simply say, no, I don't rule out the fact that you should press on doing what you're doing. I don't think the Bible mandates children. I have my reasons for that, which would take too long to do right now, probably. But I would really ask that you both, that is husband and wife, be totally honest with each other, because it may be that one of you is kind of holding back a little desire that you have because you don't want to get into a conflict with the other, and then it's going to be too late when you're 40 and you'll look back and say, I wish we had. That's one of the things I think is that being childless at 30 is not exactly the same as being childless at 60 as you look toward your last days with no children around.
And I certainly don't want to pile on, because we don't know God's calling on a specific life. But could they be depriving college students of some lessons that come by seeing a mom with a child and having that modeled before them, since most of the people they're ministering to as young women probably will become mothers?
It does sound a little simplistic to say that college ministry can be more effective without children, since most people do very effective college ministry with children. We have a whole band of college ministers here at Bethlehem, and the main leader has five kids, and I think those kids are an asset, not a liability. But they may have a style of ministry. I don't even know the nature of it, or where it might be, or how much travel it involves, or how late nights and all. I can easily imagine why they would say that, but I agree that they should consider that their ministry could be not multiplied in effectiveness on the same pattern, but multiplied in effectiveness in a different way had they had children.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.